So imagine looking at a brick wall on your chart. You are betting your entire account that price will bounce off this massive, undeniable barrier.
Right. The ultimate sure thing.
Exactly. You place your trade, you watch the price tick closer and closer, and then literally a millisecond before impact, that wall just it simply vanishes into thin air.
Completely gone.
Yeah, and price blasts right through, and you are trapped offsides. That is the harsh reality of trading exclusively off a standard candlestick chart.
It really is. I mean, a candlestick is just the historical record, right?
Precisely. It shows the aftermath of a battle, you know, where price open, close, the highs, the lows. But if you are trading the ES, the S&P 500 futures, or the NQ, looking only at what has already occurred leaves a massive blind spot.
Oh, absolutely.
So today we are peeling back the curtain on the order book. We are shifting from looking at what happened to seeing exactly why it happened, using the depth of market, specifically a liquidity heat map.
Yeah, because when you operate strictly on candlesticks, you are essentially driving forward while staring in the rearview mirror.
That's a great way to put it.
The liquidity heat map, on the other hand, it illuminates the road ahead. It visually maps out resting limit orders over time. We're looking at the DOM, the depth of market.
The actual limit order book.
Exactly, the actual book showing passive liquidity at every single price level, but represented visually and color-coded. The brighter the color on the map, the higher the concentration of contracts sitting at that specific price right now.
Right.
For anyone navigating the microstructure of the market, this heat map reveals the structural barriers that can physically halt a directional move. And conversely, it shows the vacuums.
The empty
Yeah,
spaces.
the empty spaces in the order book where price will inevitably just fly through because there's absolutely no restriction to stop it.
Okay, let's unpack this because there is a fundamental catch to reading the heat map that trips up almost everyone who first looks at it.
Oh, the intention versus execution track.
Exactly. A resting limit order, no matter how bright and massive it looks on the map, can be canceled at any millisecond before price actually reaches it.
Yeah.
It is not an execution, it is merely an intention. Or, well, more accurately, an advertised intention.
Right. A bright zone on the heat map is just a hypothesis. I mean, it is never a proven fact until it is actually tested. When you see a glowing band of liquidity sitting, say, 5 points above the current price, it simply means there is a high concentration of limit orders right now, like at this exact second.
But it's not a guarantee.
It is absolutely not a promise that those orders will still be there when price actually bridges that 5-point gap. Algorithmic participants routinely pull or reposition large orders based on changing conditions.
They adjust constantly.
Right. So the foundational rule of reading order flow is that you never judge the validity of a wall in isolation.
Oh.
You judge it strictly by the mechanical reaction of the market upon physical contact with that wall.
So since that wall is just a hypothesis, we have to test it the very second price makes contact. And there are three simultaneous events that must occur at the touch to confirm that what we are looking at is true absorption rather than just some visual illusion. First, the zone has to hold its color.
It has to stay bright.
Yeah, as the NQ or ES ticks into that specific price level, that bright band cannot fade, it can't thin out or vanish, it has to stay completely solid.
Which tells you the limit orders are actually being left in the matching engine to be filled.
Right.
The resting liquidity must stand its ground.
Yeah.
But, passive liquidity alone does not stop price from moving.
All right.
It requires the interaction of aggressive flow.
Right. Someone has to hit it.
Exactly, which brings in the second criterion. You need to see large executions printing right at that exact level. You were looking for the actual transactional data, the prints on the tape, or the footprint chart.
And a footprint chart, just to clarify, looks inside the candlestick to show you the exact volume traded at the bid and the ask.
Right. You need to see aggressive market orders actively hammering into those passive limits. Because if a massive limit order is sitting there, someone has to aggressively transact with it to prove it actually has weight.
And the third criterion is the result of that collision. Price doesn't get through.
Right.
But what happens when only one or two of these conditions are met? Like, say the color holds on the heat map, but we don't see massive executions on the footprint.
Yeah.
Or we see a flurry of executions, but the glowing wall starts to quickly thin out. I mean, it's a bit like testing a physical barrier.
How so?
Well, you can look at a concrete wall and assume it's solid, but until you drive a truck into it, until you actually feel the resistance of the executions hitting it, you don't actually know if it is concrete or just painted cardboard. You cannot just look at the visual glow. You have to see the collision.
What's fascinating here is the sheer mechanics of cumulative delta divergence at these key levels, particularly when you're analyzing highly liquid leveraged instruments. Cumulative volume delta, or CVD, measures the net difference between aggressive buyers hitting the ask and aggressive sellers hitting the bid.
Right.
So delta divergence in this context means you might see the CVD sharply rising, meaning aggressive market buyers are just throwing hundreds of contracts at the market.
But the price doesn't budge.
Exactly. The price of the asset completely fails to tick higher. The passive sellers, represented by that bright, solid wall on the heat map, are eating every single market buy order being thrown at them.
The aggressive buyers are getting completely trapped.
They really are.
Oh.
And if you only see the wall, but no aggressive executions, you don't have absorption. You just have an untested level.
And if you see executions, but the wall disappears,
price will slip right through. You need all three mechanics firing at once. The limit orders stay, the market orders hit them, and price stalls. That is true absorption.
Okay, so if real walls absorb aggressive flow and hold the line, we have to flip the script a bit. What exactly are we looking at when the map glows intensely bright, but the level completely fails? Because if we know a bright zone is just a hypothesis, we need to understand the mechanics of what happens when that hypothesis is deliberately invalidated by the market. This takes us right into pulling liquidity and spoofing. So let's start with pulling liquidity. The classic warning sign is when that bright zone begins to, you know, visually weaken or fade just before the touch.
Right. And when you see that fade, you are watching algorithmic participants actively canceling their orders in the matching engine. They have no intention of defending the level whatsoever.
They're just getting out of the way.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the physical consequence of pulling liquidity is the immediate creation of a vacuum. Because price movement in financial markets is dictated by friction. Market orders sweep through the limit order book until they find a counterparty to fill them.
So if there's no counterparty,
if the resting limit orders are suddenly pulled, those incoming market orders have absolutely nothing to interact with. They slice through the empty book, causing price to jump to the next available liquidity level rapidly and with zero resistance.
Right. And then there is the more malicious cousin of pulling liquidity. Spoofing.
The bait walls.
Yeah, exactly. The bait walls. This is pure market theater engineered for the heat map. A giant, blindingly bright wall lights up on the DOM, usually several ticks or even points away from the current traded price.
Yep.
It is designed entirely to manipulate crowd perception. Retail traders look at this massive glowing barrier and think, oh, look at all that institutional support. Price will never drop below that. I need to buy right now ahead of it.
They take the bait.
They do. But as soon as price even gets within striking distance, the entire wall vanishes completely from the map.
It is weaponized deception. I mean, real institutional liquidity shows consistency. It persists over time. And you will often see it distributed across multiple adjacent price levels, creating this thick structural shock.
Right, a real barrier.
Yeah, but spoofing tends to be a fleeting, isolated anomaly. You know, a massive block of 500 or 1,000 contracts appears out of nowhere at a single tick, sits there to pressure the spread and herd retail traders into a position, and is then immediately pulled before a single contract is actually executed.
And we see the aftermath of this play out in sweeps. On the heat map, a sweep looks like a violent, fast, vertical spike directly through a bright zone. But if you look closely at the footprint chart or the tape during that spike, there are minimal large executions on the actual break of the level, and it is followed almost instantly by a sharp return in price back to the mean. It's a classic stop run.
Wow.
They drove the press through the visual wall just far enough to trigger the resting stop market orders that retail traders placed on the other side of that wall, and then immediately reverse direction once those stops provided the necessary liquidity.
This raises an important question regarding the asymmetry of information in modern trading. Well, you have retail traders interpreting these visual heat map cues in a very linear way. You know, they see a bright color and automatically assume it represents a hard defensive barrier.
Right.
Meanwhile, sophisticated algorithms are using those exact same visual cues to engineer liquidity for their own massive orders. They know perfectly well that a specific demographic of market participants will place their protective stops right behind a glowing wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so by flashing spoofed limit orders, they can artificially herd price toward that wall, pull their own fake liquidity at the last microsecond, let the cascade of retail stops trigger to quietly fill their actual hidden institutional positions, and then immediately reverse the market direction.
So hold on, let me challenge that logic for a second regarding market gravity and the magnet effect.
Okay, go ahead.
If I am an institution trying to hide my size and I genuinely need to execute a massive order, why would I want price attracted to my massive glowing wall? Wouldn't putting a giant target on the map completely give away my hand to everyone else watching the order book?
It seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah. Why does price consistently gravitate toward these huge clusters of liquidity?
Because of the constraints of the matching engine. The fundamental purpose of the exchange is to facilitate trade, and large size dictates the rules of engagement.
Right.
If an institution needs to offload, say, 3,000 contracts of the ES, they cannot simply hit the market with a 3,000-lot aggressive order in a thin order book.
That would be a disaster.
Catastrophic slippage. It would sweep through dozens of price levels and completely ruin their average entry price. They absolutely require counterparty liquidity.
Right.
Therefore, the market physically seeks out these dense, bright areas of resting orders because that is the only environment where massive size can be transacted efficiently without devastating slippage. Price is drawn to the liquidity out of sheer mechanical necessity.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the exact opposite of that massive glowing wall is perhaps the most dangerous mechanism on the board, the iceberg order.
Oh, yes. The iceberg.
The heat map shows you what is legally advertised in the book, but an iceberg order is a specific algorithmic function designed to intentionally hide its true size from the DOM.
Yeah, and the visual signature of an iceberg on the heat map is distinctly different from both a spoof and a genuine absorption wall.
It doesn't glow bright, right?
Exactly. You will not see a massive bright band of color. Instead, you will see a thin, relatively unremarkable, visible layer of liquidity. It might look like just another standard price level,
Right.
but as aggressive market orders hit it, you witness a mechanical anomaly. The level continuously refills. You see aggressive executions flowing relentlessly into the specific price point, yet the resting limit orders shown on the DOM never deplete.
It is like a rigged vending machine. You put your money in, you buy the last soda on display, and instantly another soda drops perfectly into that exact same slot.
That's exactly it.
You keep buying, and the machine just keeps instantly restocking that single slot, so it always looks like there is only one left, even though there might be a warehouse full of inventory hidden right behind it.
Yeah.
But in a live, real-world environment, especially on something moving as fast as the NQ during the New York Open, how is a trader realistically supposed to distinguish an iceberg from just a chaotic, heavy battle before a genuine breakout? You have hundreds of prints flashing per second. How do you isolate the iceberg from the noise?
Well, that is the ultimate test of synthesizing order flow data. You simply cannot rely on the heat map alone to spot the iceberg. You must fuse the visual depth with the executed transactional data.
So, using the footprint chart,
Exactly. To identify the iceberg in real time, you must watch the footprint chart precisely as price interacts with the map. If you see massive cumulative volume delta, say 800 contracts of aggressive buying printing on the footprint at one single tick, but the limit order depth on the heat map stays completely static, hovering around 15 or 20 visible contracts, you know definitively that you are hitting an iceberg.
because that math doesn't add up otherwise.
Right. The exchange's matching engine is filling those hundreds of market buys against a hidden dark reserve. If it were a genuine breakout, that massive aggressive buying pressure would instantly consume the 20 visible contracts, step up to the next tick, consume that liquidity, and price would aggressively advance.
Got it.
An iceberg holds the price completely static despite enormous verifiable transactional volume hitting it.
So now that we understand the granular mechanics, absorption, vacuum, spoofing, and icebergs, we need to talk about how practitioners actually integrate this into a live session without getting chopped to pieces.
Definitely.
Because there are some glaring technical and psychological pitfalls when people first load up a heat map. The most destructive mistake is entering blindly at every single glowing
Oh,
zone.
yeah, the immediate limit order.
Right. Traders see a bright orange band sitting 3 points away from price, and they immediately throw a limit order right in front of it, assuming it is a guaranteed bounce. But as we established, many of those walls will vaporize before price ever reaches them.
That happens when traders obsess over the microstructure while completely ignoring the macrostructure. The second major pitfall is reading the heat map in a vacuum, completely stripped of higher time frame context.
Right.
A heat map without structural context is just a meaningless collection of colored stripes.
Yeah.
If you are ignoring the daily range, the VWAP, or the volume profile, you are essentially trading blind.
You have to know the layout.
You must know where the point of control, or POC, the exact price level where the highest volume of the session is already traded is located. You need to know the value area high, VAH, and the value area low, VAL.
Yeah, a massive glowing wall sitting randomly in the middle of a value area has a completely different structural implication than a wall that aligns perfectly with the VAH from the previous session.
Exactly. The price level must make logical structural sense before you even glance at the heat map to confirm it.
Then there are the purely technical setup mistakes that just sabotage the data. If you have the wrong scale configured on your heat map, you are going to experience total visual chaos.
Oh, absolutely.
If you are zoomed in to an extreme tick-by-tick level with poor contrast settings, every slight irrelevant adjustment in the order book will look like a major institutional event. Ordinary 5-contract orders will glow like massive walls.
Yeah, you have to calibrate the scale and set your filtering thresholds high enough so that only the truly exceptional standard deviation level liquidity actually stands out on your screen.
Right.
And that leads directly to the fatal flaw we touched on earlier, reading color without delta.
Yeah.
This is when a trader acts on a bright zone that is entirely unconfirmed by executed volume. If you're buying a bounce off a bright zone on the heat map, but your CBD shows absolutely no aggressive buying stepping in to defend the level alongside those passive limits, you are stepping in front of a decoy.
You are providing the exit liquidity for someone else's trap.
You are. You must always pair the visual depth of the map with the executed reality of the flow.
I also want to make a critical distinction for anyone navigating between different asset classes. There is a massive mechanical difference between traditional futures, order book heat maps, like the ones used for the ES or NQ, and crypto liquidation heat maps.
Yeah, completely different.
They utilize completely different data logic. A traditional order book heat map shows actual resting limit orders that currently exist inside the exchange's matching engine. A crypto liquidation heat map, however, is often calculating theoretical estimated price points where highly leveraged retail positions will be forced closed by the exchange.
Right.
Do not apply the rules of an order book to a liquidation map. The mechanics of how that data is generated and how price reacts to it are entirely separate phenomena.
If we connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah,
you can see how radically different trading styles utilize the exact same heat map data in entirely different ways.
Right.
If you are scalping or trading zero DTE options based on underlying futures movement, you are hunting for short-term support and resistance from these large limit orders. You are aiming for highly precise micro entries, front-running the absorption, and taking a few quick ticks as the algorithmic flow mechanically bounces off the wall before it can be pulled.
Right. And if you are day trading, you are using the map to identify broader key reversal levels or to validate a structural breakout.
Exactly.
You are utilizing the heat map primarily as a tool for trap avoidance. You know, spotting the spoofing, identifying the vacuums, and refusing to take the bait when the algorithms try to herd you into a bad position.
Even for swing trading. While the heat map might initially seem like an overly granular micro tool, a swing trader with a longer map history and a solid grasp of market structure can use deep liquidity shelves to identify medium-term targets.
Right, using that magnet effect.
Yeah, they understand market gravity. They know that price is eventually going to seek out that massive, undeniable concentration of liquidity located 50 or 100 points away,
right,
using it as a magnetic target for their broader multi-day structural thesis.
But there is one harsh technical reality we have to address about the data itself. A very common misconception for newer analysts is assuming you can just pull up a chart, scroll back, and look at the heat map from 3 days ago to backtest a strategy.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't work.
True. Historical order book depth is simply not available from the exchange. You can get historical execution data, you know, the footprints and the tape, but the exchange does not broadcast the history of every single canceled, modified, and pulled limit order in a way that you can retroactively download.
The mechanics of data storage dictate that the heat map must be recorded forward from the exact moment your charting platform is booted up and connected to the live data feed.
It has to be live.
The software is physically building the map live, storing the depth data locally on your machine as time progresses, tick by tick. You simply cannot backfill a true level 2 order book heat map after the fact. If your platform wasn't open and recording the data when the market action happened, that specific visual depth data is gone forever.
So what does this all mean? When you strip away the noise, the colors, and the speed of the tape, The liquidity heat map is ultimately revealing intent before it ever becomes action.
Right.
It shows you exactly where the major players claim they want to do business. But mastery of the DOM and the heat map does not come from merely seeing the intent on the screen. True mastery lies in the analytical ability to tell exactly when that intent is backed by real capital ready to absorb risk and when it is pure weaponized theater designed to separate you from your money.
It is the ultimate diagnostic tool for filtering truth from deception in the market's microstructure. When you combine the resting passive liquidity of the heat map with the aggressive transactional reality of the footprint chart and ground all of it in the structural context of the volume profile, you stop guessing, you stop reacting to the shadows left by candlesticks, and you start actively anticipating the algorithmic flow.
Which leaves us with a rather deep question to ponder as we wrap up. We know that institutional algorithms are incredibly sophisticated and constantly adapting.
Very true.
If these large players are fully aware that DOM heat maps are no longer a secret and are rapidly becoming standard, accessible tools for retail traders, how might they be evolving their spoofing algorithms right now?
That is the million-dollar question.
If the institutions know that you are actively looking for the visual glow of a wall, how are they engineering that exact visual to trap the traders who rely purely on the map without reading the underlying delta? It is a high-stakes cat-and-mouse game executing at the millisecond level, and the rules are always changing.
They absolutely are.
By the way, if you are looking to integrate this level of analysis into your own workflow, the Emotive Wave Liquidity Heat Map Study draws the book over time with on-disk history recording and a relative big player filter. You can find more information on this at wykelflow.com. Keep your eyes on the delta and always watch how the wall reacts at the touch.